Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
like the body or the knockout looks of you. Girl, you've got a lot of things I'd like to steal, it's true. So something deep inside me just gets chained up in a knot. To know that you would want to take away the one thing that I've got. Anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away? I ain't got no diamonds, ain't got gold, no rubies. I ain't got a lot of cash, but I've got some old home movies. You should see the one my daddy took of us on our wedding day. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way? And I ain't gonna leave my man, but I'm stretched dangerously thin. So anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away?
Listening in the wind, in my shameful heart, I went round and round and round and round. I'm sick of it. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back, I promise. Okay, 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. Okay, let's get right into sports scores from yesterday. Let's go to college. Actually, from last week. Let's go to college football. Boise State 38, Oregon 28, Troy 50, North Texas 30, Georgia State 27, Western Kentucky 17, Marshall 31, Colorado State 28, Middle Tennessee 35, Arkansas State 30, Florida Atlantic 50, Akron 3, Louisiana Tech 57, SMU 10, Temple 28, Florida International 3, Ohio 41, UAB 6, Wyoming 37, Central Michigan 14, Appalachian State 34, Toledo Zip, Army 42, San Diego State 35, and Southern FC, I have no clue who they are, 38, Texas Tech, 14. Okay, let's look at the rest of college bowl games as we get into the, move down into the championship round. Rounds, I guess it is. Let's see if I can find something here in my stats that might be of interest to you. Okay, coming up, we have the Hawaii Bowl, Houston against Fresno State. The Heart of Dallas Bowl, Utah versus West Virginia. Quick Lane Bowl, Duke versus Northern Illinois. The Cactus Bowl, Kansas State versus UCLA. The Independence Bowl, Florida State versus Southern Mississippi. In the Pinstripe Bowl, Iowa versus BC. And Iowa is a 2.5-point favorite. In the Texas Bowl, Missouri versus Texas. In the Foster Farms Bowl, Arizona versus Purdue. In the Military Bowl, Navy versus Virginia. In the Camping World Bowl, Ohio State versus Virginia Tech. In the Alamo Bowl, TCU versus Stanford. In the Holiday Bowl, Washington State versus Michigan State. In the Belk Bowl, Wake Forest versus Texas A&M. In the Sun Bowl, North Carolina State versus Arizona State. In the Music City Bowl, Northwestern versus Kentucky. In the Arizona Bowl, Utah State versus New Mexico State. In the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State versus USC. In the Tax Slayer Bowl, Louisville versus Mississippi State. In the Liberty Bowl, Memphis versus Iowa State. In the Fiesta Bowl, it's Penn State versus Washington. In the Orange Bowl, Wisconsin versus Miami. In the Outback Bowl, Michigan versus South Carolina. In the Peach Bowl, Auburn versus UCF. In the Citrus Bowl, LSU versus Notre Dame. And surprisingly, LSU is a 3.5-point favorite in that one. In the Rose Bowl on Monday, January the 1st, we have Georgia versus Oklahoma. Georgia's a 2-point favorite in that one. In the Super Sugar Bowl, Alabama versus Clemson. Okay, I don't know. I haven't seen Well, I have seen a little bit of Georgia and Oklahoma. I guess I'll take Georgia in that one. And Alabama is a 3-point favorite over Clemson, which is surprising. I think I'll take Clemson. And if it's Clemson in Georgia in the Super Bowl, college Super Bowl, I guess I'll go with Clemson. But what do I know? I don't watch college football that much, so I really can't give you any definitive statements. But that's the way it looks like from here. 420 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Like I said, it's 91.5 in your FM dial. We're on the internet as well, streaming live, WMFO.org. And we also are on YouTube, iTunes.com radio. Okay, where are we going from here? Since we started a little late, let's continue on with more scores. NCAA men's basketball last night. North Carolina 86, Ohio State 72, Seton Hall 74, Manhattan 62, Tennessee 79, Wake Forest 60, West Virginia 86, Fordham 69, UCLA 83. That was an upset over Kentucky. Kentucky ranked number 7. UCLA was unranked, and they beat them fairly soundly, 83-75. And another upset, New Mexico State, also unranked, defeated Miami, who I think was ranked number 5, 63-54. So, two college upsets in men's college basketball yesterday. So, we'll see where things go from here. Okay, it's 4:22 here on WFO in Medford. Oh, and there were no women's basketball games, college basketball game yesterday, among the top 25 teams that ranked in the top 25. So, therefore, I can't give you any ladies' score, and not because I am ignoring the ladies, just because I don't have any scores. They did not play. The top 25 teams did not play. So, there you go. Okay, 4:22 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports history every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. You like numbers? 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. 4:28 here on WFN Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm here with Donnie Brown talking sports here. Like I said, get involved in some sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins 3 and the Red Wings 1. The Islanders 5 and the Jets 2. The Lightning 3 and the Wild zip. The Panthers 1 and the Senators zip. New Jersey 4, the Blackhawks 1. The Maple Leafs 3 and the Rangers 2. The Ducks 4. There is a Bucks, but they're in Milwaukee and that's the other league. The Ducks 4 and the Penguins zip. The Hurricanes 4 and the Sabres 2. The Blue Jackets 2 and the Flyers 1. That was a shootout. The Oilers 4 and the Canadiens 1. The Stars 4 and the Predators 3. That was a shootout. Avalanche 6 and the Coyotes 2. The Golden Knights 3 and the Capitals zip. The Blues 3 and the Canucks 1. And the Sharks 2 and the Kings zip. In that Bruins game, Marchand got his 18th goal of the year at 13:37 of the first period on the power play with assists from Backes and Pasternak. Bruins 1 and the Red Wings zip. That's about a minute and a second later. Nielsen got his 9th goal of the year with assists from Shanded, it looks like. That was shorthanded. Nielsen got his 9th goal of the year with shorthanded. An assist from Helm. Okay, 1-1 at the end of the first period. No scoring in the second period. In the third period, however, 6:11 of the third period, Bergeron got his 9th goal of the year with assists from Marchand and Pasternak. And at 19:45, Bergeron got his 10th goal of the year. I guess that was an open netter, also with assists from Marchand and Backes. Bruins 3 and the Red Wings 1. And so the Bruins have been on a hot streak of late. They are now 19-10-5, 43 points on the season. And let's see. And the Maple Leafs won also. So the Leafs are 22-14-1, 45 points. So the Bruins are still 2 points behind Toronto. And Tampa Bay, they also won, making them 26-7-2, 54 points on the season. And that puts them 11 points ahead of the Bruins. Out in the Metropolitan Division, New Jersey, Washington, and Columbus are the top teams there. In the Western Conference, Central Division, it's Nashville, Winnipeg, and St. Louis. They're all really close. And Dallas is not that far behind either. And out west in the Pacific, it's Los Angeles, Vegas. Vegas is in second place. How about that? San Jose and Calgary. So, there you go. Bruins seem to be improving. I believe they have a 4-game winning streak. So, there you go. I guess they got a little jealous of all the attention that the Celtics were getting because of their winning streak. So the Bruins, like I said, the Bruins, to me, have so many new young players. It's difficult for me to pick up just how well they're going to progress. It seems like they've gotten over some early season problems. And right now, they seem to be clicking in all cylinders. So there you go. 432 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm Donnelly Brown, another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. Okay, 437 here on Dead Man Phil in Medford. We're back with another edition of we're continuing the same edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Raptors 106 and the 76ers 86. The Spurs 108 and the Kings 99. Trailblazers 95, the Lakers 92. The Timberwolves 115, the Suns 106. The Nuggets 96, the Warriors 81. Thunder 103 and the Jazz 89. The Grizzlies 115 and the Clippers 112. The Pelicans 109, the Heat 94. The Celtics 117, the Bulls 92. The Hawks 112 and the Mavs 107. The Wizards 130, the Magic 103. The Pacers 123, the Nets 119. That was an overtime game. And the Hornets 111 and the Bucks 106. For the Celtics, Al Horford got 10 points, 4 rebounds, six assists, no steals, and 3 blocks. Tatum got 13 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Baines got 10 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Irving got 25 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. Brown got 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Ogilvy got 6 points and a rebound. Theis got 10 points, 15 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Nader got 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Smart got 11 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Rozier got 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Allen, who brought up from Maine, got 2 points. So, there you go. Celtics have broken their 2-game losing streak. And so there's no need to panic. They played one of those games without Brown. And another game, Irving had the game-winning shot with seconds left to play and they couldn't put it down. And so, therefore, I don't understand all the panic. This is a young team. They're still growing. They've had major injuries. Marcus Morris did not play. Still nursing that sore knee. But he's shown that when he can play, even with the sore knee, very efficient, averaging, I think, somewhere around 12 points a game and playing tough defense as well. Certainly the spark that the bench needs. Play the game that I saw. I didn't see the entire game. But I believe with the third period, Jaylen Brown had the ball on the left side, made a fake toward the center, and left his man so deep in the pits, I guess, that he went in for uncontested left-handed layup. Didn't he have to dunk it? That's how clear he was of any opposition. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. It's going to be difficult to tell with the new minutes that they're playing, how well they're going to continue as the season rolls on. Brown went through the entire season last year, but wasn't playing as many minutes. And Tatum, 19-year-old, right out of high school, right out of college, this is all brand new to him. So we'll see if there's going to be a drop off. But right now, the kids are doing extremely well, and if they can continue anywhere near that, I think we're going to have ourselves a good shot at, in the playoffs. I don't know how deep we're going to go, but. And everybody's talking now. Isaiah Thomas is ready to come back and start playing for Cleveland. Boston is 27-9. Toronto has been extremely hot. They won 6 in a row. They're 23-8, a game and a half behind. Then there's New York, Philadelphia, and Brooklyn. In the Central Division, Cleveland didn't play yesterday. The Indiana Pacers what did they do? Pacers won yesterday, so that makes them 19-14, and so they're 5 games behind. Cleveland, followed by Milwaukee. Detroit is falling off. Avery Bradley must have been hurt. I haven't seen his name in the lineup for the past two or three games. And so they were hot, but they've fallen off, I guess, without him. They only lost one game here, but recently. Chicago, like I said, they are struggling. And the fact that they beat up on us while we were on the road doesn't mean anything, because we came back and we beat up on them at home. In Southeast the Division, Washington and Miami are in a close battle. Followed by Charlotte, Orlando, and Atlanta. In the Western Conference, Golden State lost. They are 25-7, I believe. 26-7. Followed by the Clippers, who aren't even close. Clippers, Lakers, Sacramento, Phoenix are all double digits behind Golden State. In the Southwest, Houston leads. San Antonio, New Orleans, Dallas, and Memphis bring up the rear. And now in the Northwest, it's Minnesota. Minnesota. How about that? And there we have the Portland, Oklahoma City, Denver, and Utah in that order. Okay, it's 4:44 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donald Lee Brown, on this Sunday, December the 24th, 2017. This is Christmas Eve. How about that? December 24th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford, A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports favorites every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 1-800-636-1636. Okay, National Football League, as you know, I am in a hot and heated battle with my son, Scott, my grandson, Kyle, good friends, Bill and Kenny. How can I almost forget Kenny? Okay, I had an awesome week last week. That's probably why my son did not print out the stats for last week. After losing the first game on Thursday night, I went 15-0. So I went 15-1 for the week, but I was so far behind that even though this is just my unofficial tally, I am still 4 games behind Scott going into this week. He's at 146-78. I'm at 142-82. But anyway, I don't even know what he did in the Saturday games, but I had the Ravens over the Colts, and the Ravens won 23-16. I had the Vikings over the Packers, and the Vikings won 16-0. And so, therefore, I have won 17 straight games in a row. That has to be a record. Throw it out there for you young guys to try to beat up on. Okay, but we have more games coming up today. I have the Panthers over the Bucks in the battle of the up-and-coming QBs, who can be very erratic at times, but nevertheless, we'll see what happens. I got the Bears over the Browns, and I don't have the guts to go with them as upset picks anymore. I picked the Browns a couple of times. They came close a couple of times. Other times, they haven't even been in the ballgame. I got the Lions over the Bengals. And I guess the question is, who is really the king of the jungle? I got the Chiefs over the Dolphins. I knew that Cutler couldn't put two good games together, and he proved it last week. And so I got the Chiefs continuing their mastery over the Dolphins. I got the Patriots over the Bills. We got to keep Tyrod in the pocket. That's the game plan. Don't let him run around out there too much. That makes it very, very difficult for the backs. So pressure him and keep him in the pocket. I got the Falcons over the Saints. And I got the Falcons' defense has improved. And if they keep on playing that well, Saints with their powerful offense, however, could make it a difficult game for them. And that's the problem with the Falcons. Their defense has not been as potent as you think it should be. Okay, I got the Chargers over the Jets. But I'm not going to bet the farm on this one. Rivers has been up and down and in and out as usual, and the Jets are still the Jets. So there you go. I got the Rams over the Titans. We'll see if they are really a playoff team or not. They look like they're a playoff team, but as we get closer to playoff time, we'll find out whether they can hold up. So far, so good if you're a Rams fan. I got Washington over the Broncos. The Broncos were my only loss last week, and this may be a spike pick. Who knows whether Washington can do it, but hey. I got the 49ers over the Jaguars. I'm riding Jimmy G again. And I read somewhere that Belichick didn't really want to trade him. I wonder if that can be true. When did Kraft start calling shots on key players because of the money concerns? If they kept him, they'd have to pay him as much money, if not more, than what they're paying Tom Brady. And so they brought in the less expensive Hoyer. Anyway, we'll see. Hopefully Brady doesn't get hurt, since we also have Brissett doing wonderful things out there with the Colts and their terrible team. But Jimmy G has been doing it, and so therefore I'm riding Jimmy G over the Jaguars. The Jaguars make the playoffs, and so that could be a tough game for them. Probably the toughest game that Garoppolo has played thus far for the 49ers, but they seem to be doing it, and they're rallying around their quarterback. I got the Giants over the Cardinals. Is Manning really come out of retirement? Well, that was a forced retirement. Oh, are we talking about Eli? Peyton. Or maybe the dad. Okay, I got the Cowboys over the Seahawks. Russell is liable to disappear before our eyes on the field. Because of overwork, he's running, he's throwing, he's blocking, he's what? Hey, give the guy some help. But I got the Cowboys over the Seahawks. Ezekiel Elliott is back from his suspension. And the Cowboys need to keep winning if they're going to get into the playoffs. Playoffs. I got the Steelers over the Texans if they've recovered from last week. But the Texans are so bad, you know, this year. But if they get their injured guys back next year, they could be a major player. But right now, the Steelers look even without Antonio Brown and their linebacker that got hurt 2 weeks ago. They still look like they have more than enough to beat the Texans. We'll see. And I got the Eagles over the Raiders. Didn't fold last week. And so we'll see what happens this week. He's got the players, and let's see whether he can continue what Wentz had accomplished prior to his season-ending injury. It's 4:53 here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Okay. Okay, the only thing the Red Sox have done thus far in the offseason is they have re-signed Mitch Moreland. And everyone was saying that they need to sign Martinez from the free agent from Arizona and the first baseman from Kansas City, whose name escapes me. But anyway, I think what Dombrowski has done is he said, okay, if Boris is going to run up the cost factor here on us, we'll go with Moreland. Moreland had a really good year, considering he played quite a bit of the year with a broken toe that never fully healed during the season. And so, therefore, we can get him back, and he can hit somewhere around 270, 15 to 20 home runs, 80-something runs batted in, you know. And we don't have to pay an enormous price for a guy who's only 2 years younger. So, there you go. They're both pretty good defensive defensive infielders. And hopefully, if Hanley Ramirez gets back, he can hold down the DH spot. And we'll see. You know, there's been some talk about the fact that the Red Sox have been offering Jackie Bradley Jr. around. I wouldn't offer him around. But if we sign Martinez, I put Martinez in left and move our left fielder to center. And then we still have Mookie Betts in right. And Jackie Bradley can come off the bench. Defensive center fielder, left-handed batter. We'll see how he works out in that situation. He just hasn't proven to me to be a consistent batter to be, you know, in the starting lineup. And since we still have his control for a while, we'll see if he improves. If he improves, he stays hot. He stays in the lineup. And there you go. And we'll put Martinez at DH. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. My host, Donnelly Brown. We're putting the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I want to wish everyone out there in our listening audience a very Merry Christmas. Lord willing, I'll be back next Sunday for my New Year's Eve program. So I wish you a happy new year next Sunday as well. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Our Christmas program is coming.